are here at the 2017 Big Bright Minds Conference, put on by the fine folks at Filene Research Institute. And we have one of those fine folks right here, Mr. Mark Meyer. How are you?
I am doing outstanding. It's great to see you, Mike.
Good to see you as well. Thank you very much for having my little one-man circus here at your show. I really appreciate it.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. This has been fun. Been really, really fun. It's a good show you guys put on as well. So let's get to a couple of questions here for you.
Absolutely.
From your perspective, where is the credit union industry headed?
So I think when you look forward, directionally, what we're starting to see, and you're seeing it at all size credit unions, is this notion of really honing in on a value proposition of social impact. How to create meaningful change in the lives of their members and in communities. And I see that accelerating, not decreasing.
Good.
I think so. Sort of values-based banking, we've been talking about it, we've been researching it, it's really coming home. And so
nice.
The conversation is about really helping people sort of climb up that next rung of the ladder for their hopes, wants, and dreams, any hardworking person. And I think credit unions are really starting to align and tighten around that.
Yeah, and, so, and that's what really separates us from the others. I love that. So looking at the other side of the coin here, what's keeping you awake at night? What issue is out there like, oh my gosh, what do
well,
we do?
It's the zone of control, right? All the things that you know you can control, with whether it's within the organization you're leading or working with, and the things you can't. And so what keeps me up at night and sort of what causes me the restlessness is there are so many, it's such a great time to be a human being. There's so many things blowing in the winds of change. You just don't always know which direction it's going to head. And so some of them can create really grand opportunities for organizations and communities, and some can really throw some curveballs. And so just sort of watching the direction of change, we know the world is going to change, but how it changes, we don't. And then sort of this notion of, is it going to be good or bad? And what can we do? And as that sort of, whenever that comes home to roost, what settles me is to really reflect on what you have control over and how you're going to approach, whether it is an opportunity or a challenge. Then I fall asleep.
It's kind of I like that. It's all kind of how you react to it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when something bad happens to you, how you react to it is who you are. So same thing with credit unions. Very cool. So what excites or motivates you about the future here? There's a lot of change going on, obviously. A lot of disruption, all that good stuff that we've been hearing. So what's exciting?
I always joke about it. It's a great time to be a human being, and I mean it just because of all of the ways we can communicate and all of the ways we can interact like never before in humanity, right? So it's really, 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 really positive. I think as you look towards just sort of what is exciting is you see such opportunity. You take something simple like an autonomous vehicle, artificial intelligence, and it really is going to create an opportunity to experience humanity in a different level if we're all going along on the same journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we have to look at the upside of what this is going to do, and as we continue to evolve with technology, how it's going to enable us possibly to even embrace our humanity more, and free up capacity to do even greater things. That's not a credit union specific thing, but why it's relevant to credit unions is because the government isn't going to keep up. For-profit organizations have special short-term interests. Credit unions with this concept of self-help and cooperation have an opportunity to take a longer-term picture on how to create and manifest change. And so I think that is also very exciting.
Well, another exciting thing I think is that you're talking about opportunity is there's so many more opportunities to tell our story as well because we have all these new channels now. And it's like to get that story out there, whereas before it was like we were dependent on the newspaper, the radio station,
or
the ad agency. Exactly. We can control the message as well. So very cool. All right, wrap up here because I know you got a lot on your plate. State of the industry today and where we're heading into 2018.
I think the industry, you're really seeing credit unions and credit union organizations work together, finding that common strand on value, the values platform. So you look at the social impact perhaps. And as you look as we turn into 18, I think what you're going to see is credit unions have reached a point where there's a lot more financial stability in the organizations and they're enjoying some semblance of growth, most of them, or many of them. And the recession's 10 years ago. And so I think most folks are looking at 18 and seeing opportunity and sort of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel in many ways. And it feels more positive, right, in financial services in many organizations. Not all, I understand that. So I think the state of the industry, common values, number one, there's alignment on common values. Number two, many credit unions have very strong balance sheets and are in positions to grow in their communities. And I think finally, it's just with that notion of values-based banking, I think there's never been a better time to be a credit union.
Well, I agree.
It's
great stuff.
Great message to end on. Mark, thank you so much.
It's great to have you, Mike.
Appreciate the time, as always.
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, all right?
Thank you.